Who doesn't love a boy? Oh, it's a... Oh, all the little boys love the... this is a big weekend for playing with boys. Boys playing with toys. Love to see a little boy playing with a toy. Boy. My God and Lord Jesus H. Howard Christ in heaven, it's Sports Mask episode 65. My God, that's a lot of episodes. Oh, the year of our Lord, 2023, December 23rd, Christmas Eve, Eve. Oh, if you're a miserable piece of shit like me, it's a wonderful time of year, not because of the holidays, but it's because you could see all the plebes, all the normals, all the sheep just losing their mind. And we'll get to sports. We'll get to sports forthwith, as they used to say. We'll get to the sports. Just shut your goddamn pie hole. Let me ruminate on the wonderful misery I see out there around the holidays. My God, I love it. A piece of shit like me, I absolutely love it. Ugh. You go out. Oh, my God. Everybody's on their last nerve because they're caught up in this consumer capitalist holiday. It's absolutely unbelievable what's happening out here. And sorry, one second. There we go. Yes, God, the mother's losing their mind. Oh, God. The beauty of it is that it's supposed to be such a wholesome holiday, such a happy time of year, but in reality, the parents are just on their last nerves, the kids are all crazy, oh, and it's wonderful to see everybody, the honking, the traffic, oh, I gotta get there, I gotta get there, I gotta get there, I gotta go get this, I gotta go get this for Johnny, I gotta go, that's my parking spot, that's my spot, oh, you love to see the failing of society, people totally, they pretend they know the Christmas spirit, but then they go out in the world and they're just pieces of shit to each other. It's truly a beautiful thing to behold. I love, you see the smile on my face, I can't wipe it off. You just see all these moms, you could tell are just on their last nerve. God, it's great. It's great. And it's great because, like I said, it's great because of the juxtaposition that it's supposed to be this joyous, supposed to be a time of year of giving, not material things, just giving yourself and being thankful, but it's turned into just a disgusting tar pit of want, gimme. Oh, material things are worthless. Just buying stuff that'll be in a landfill in a year. You know, and worse than the big gifts, because at least the big gifts the kids play with, the real problem and depressing, well, not depressing for you, but it just brings me joy to see the worthlessness of it. Like the aunt gifts or the cousin gifts or like the second aunt or your... You know, the once removed family that buy these pieces of shit, I call them landfill toys. These little $2, $5 things that are just going to be in the garbage. A kid's going to look at it for 5 minutes and then never look at it again. Worthless. Totally worthless. But people will never wake up. They'll just keep buying pieces of shit. And then they'll go online and say, oh, we littered too much. The carbon's too much. And meanwhile, they'll just go home. Turn the heat up to 72, buy shit that's going to end up in a landfill in their garbage. Nobody. I would say maybe 5% of humans actually practice what they preach. And it's sickening on one end, but it brings me joy because at the end it doesn't affect me directly. And it's going to be their children and offspring and their offspring that are going to have to pay the price for their hubris. So yeah, it's wonderful to see other people stressing out about meaningless things, meaningless toys and gifts, and oh, is it going to get here on time? I hope it gets here on time. Oh, it's all so worthless. It's all so worthless. But this is a sports show, god damn it. God, I love misery. I may be the last person that likes misery. Certain other person seems very happy. Just get super chats every day. I'm the last of the Mohegans. I'm the last miserable person on earth, I might be. I'm the most miserable person in sports podcasting. Also the only All-American doing sports podcasting in the comedy realm. That's just a fact. Somebody prove me wrong. I don't actually fact check, but I guarantee you that's true. The only All-American doing a comedy sports podcast in America. Oh, boy. So much fun watching the misery. Oh, and the traffic, the people. Oh, God, you could just see everybody. First of all, there's all the people. You can see all the older people, especially, who never get out on the road, who are forced to get out, whether it be to buy meaningless shit or to go to a church or to go to somebody's house. And they're not used to driving, and it's like watching an injured fawn try to run with a pack, and they just can't comprehend what's going on in the traffic around them. And then you got the mongoloids. I gotta get there before, so I can get the last one, or I gotta get to here. And they're just going nuts, honking, not signaling. Me. That's what Christmas is all about in 2023. Me. Want. Bye. Oh, it makes me sick. But it's the sign of the times. It's a sign of the times. And people try to deny it because they can go home and watch their little Christmas movie and think they're in the spirit. But in the real world, their actions speak louder than any thoughts that may be bopping around their empty skull. Is that it truly is. When push comes to shove, all these people care about is giving, getting, people wanting acceptance from other people from spending too much on a gift. It's really beautiful. Sorry if you were in the Christmas mood. As all we ever do here at Ski Mask Media is tell the fucking truth. And that's the truth. So if you want happy-go-lucky Christmas bullshit, go over to watch Puppets and Taters and Convicts and whatever other freaks you people watch. But if you want the truth, that's why we're fucking here. Yes, anyway, this is Sports Mask Collectives, episode 65. My God, you can't believe it. You may not believe it. We have two weekends of football left in the regular season, going into week 16 of the NFL, the fantasy championships of this week, if you're not a failure like me. He wet my whistle with my Celsius, of course. Sponsored by Celsius, as always. Great, because it's a sports show, if you get my drift. Yes, week 16. I told you way back when, over there in week one, for those of you who've been riding all year, I told you it's the quickest season in all of pro sports because every weekend is meaningful, every game is meaningful. And it goes quick, and here we are, two weekends left. A lot of teams are who we thought they were. A lot of teams aren't who they thought they were. Let me go around the league, the scores from last week. See what we got a note here. The Steelers fading fast. Got the doors blown off by the Colts. Yeah, the Steelers still in the mix. We'll get to their game this week. The Lions got back on track this week in a big way, and I think I picked the Broncos, so I was wrong there. But the Lions with a 42-17 win over the Broncos last week. The Broncos were on a hot streak there and still also were in the mix. But the Lions getting back on track. The Lions are going to be in the playoffs. The Lions are going to be the only question is seeding. We'll touch on that in a minute. We'll go around the playoff picture after this. The Giants come back to earth last week with Tommy DeVito. Got blown out by the Saints. The Browns overcoming the Bears last week. Kelly P. Is Me's beautiful, beautiful Bears. and a beautiful behind. But the Bears lost on that field goal to the Browns last week. The Browns are a dangerous team. We're going to get to the we'll talk about the Browns in a bit when we get to their game. I think the Browns are a dangerous team. Falcons and Panthers playing a depressing game. The Panthers get their second win of the year, 9-7 over the Falcons. The AFC South, NFC South is disgusting. Speaking of the NFC South, the Bucks beat the Packers, and the Packers aren't who, well, I guess the Packers are who I thought they were all year. I was never high on Jordan Love. I think they were piecing it together, but Bucks beat them handily. Bucks with an interesting game this week. We'll get to that, obviously. The Jets coming crash. My beautiful, beautiful Jets coming crashing down to earth with absolutely getting their asses beat 30-0 by the Dolphins. Chiefs had to win against the Pats. They did. They won by 27-17. But wasn't a pretty win. The Chiefs, as we said all year, have a lot to figure out. Talk more about them shortly. Yes, of course, as you know, the rules, if you watch the show, Super Chat's read immediately. The regular chat will pop in a couple times during the show to see what questions or queries. But if you don't Super Chat, I'm not even looking at it until I feel like it. Do anything else interesting? Not really. Niners, of course, won as they had to. Bills, Cowboys. Bills, a big statement game. Cowboys, a step back last week. Huge game for the boys and the Bills coming up this week. We'll get to that when we get to their games. Ravens, in what was an interesting game on paper, turned out not to be so interesting as Ravens continue to prove they are the class of the AFC, and we're going to find out very shortly if they are the class of the whole NFL as they have the big matchup with the Raven of the with the Niners coming up Monday night, baby. The game of the week, and safe to say the game of the year with the Ravens and Niners. Christmas night when all your kids are beaten to a pulp from acting out all day, and your wife is passed out or dead because she's been acting up all weekend. Hold on, AC/DC follows the rules. AC/DC, $4.99. Stevie Lou hired me as muscle to collect this $13.99. Fuck the wigger, Bobby Tamburo. Was there supposed to be a comma there? Are you calling Bobby Tamburo a wigger? What did Bobby Tamburo do, AC/DC? Please let us know. Yes, Stevie Lou is very upset at Ski Mask. By the way, shameless and disgusting plug segue, Ski Mask Collective will be live tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. from this very undisclosed location. So we'll definitely cover this tomorrow. Ski Mask did some research and found that Lou's Cannon made a total of $13.99 in Super Chats, and apparently that's what Stevie is looking for. We'll get Stevie his money. That's what he wants. Thank you, AC/DC. And the Eagles against the Seahawks. Again, I'll talk about the Eagles a little more. The Eagles lost to the Seahawks. I mean, under 2 minutes left, the Seahawks with 92 yards to go. And they do it. And let me tell you, if you thought DK Metcalf at all took a step down as the best in the league, just watch the last minute and a half of that Seahawks-Eagles game last week. The catches he made in the clutch. You want to talk about a body, a beautiful boy body. My God, DK Metcalf. Jeez. Jeez. Have you seen the body on that guy? If you haven't, take a peek at DK, pull up DK. Adam, pull up DK Metcalf shirtless pic, please. No, Metcalf with an unbelievable job on the last Seahawks drive. Drew Lock showing that Geno Smith is worthless and that anybody can do it with that offense. And the Eagles proving again they are not an elite team, as I've told you for a while now, as the Eagles take a step back. With the last-minute loss to the Seahawks, which is not what you want to see coming down the stretch. The Eagles are, listen, the Eagles have a very easy last couple games here. Not only should they, but they need a, they're going to need a big win to get back on track. Anything less, you should be, anybody who's a fan of the Eagles should be very much worried about the Eagles at this point, because this is a, this is not a one-off at this point. This is a team that has the wins on paper, but if you watch their losses, very concerning, especially of late and the performances of late. Yeah, they need to really make a statement with these easy games the last 2 weeks, or I don't have much confidence in them at all. Super chats read immediately. Balls deep. Sleeper fantasy players to keep an eye on. Go. I'm going to be honest with you, Balls Deep. I've been eliminated from both of my fantasy leagues for weeks now. So I'm not a piece of shit. So I continue to update my roster. But at the same time, I haven't been going deep as I normally would for my waiver pickups. That said, let me take a look. Let me take a look for you, Balls Deep. Let me take a gander. Yeah, let's take a peek here. Who do we got? Keep an eye on Gus Edwards, the Ravens running back. Their main running back there has been in and out of injury all year. Old Gus has been sneakily putting up some points here or there, if you're into that sort of thing. Who else on the sleeper side? Hey, look at Denver defense. Denver defense playing New England. Denver needs this game to keep their playoff hopes alive there. New England, only saved by the Commanders as being the worst team in the league. So Denver defense there for your sleeper pick, if that's there available in your league. Who else? I'm just bopping around some teams here, taking a look. Yeah, I don't really care. I don't really care about dead air or whatever. I'm just going to do what I want to do. McPherson, the Cincinnati kicker, playing Pittsburgh, who has, not been playing well. So I have a feeling, and Cincinnati needs this game, obviously. Very much. Obviously, both teams, divisional game, usually a low-scoring game, which usually means field goals. So Cincinnati kicker, I like him there. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, Balls Deep, I haven't been involved. Oh, another super chat. Now we're kicking it up. ACDC 199, why are you on your last leg drinking at Sullivan's? Oh, right. So if you didn't watch Compound, apparently after I left Tuesday, Danny, the manager over at John Sullivan's, told the boys I'm on my last leg, like egg. I don't know. You know, I think Sullivan's needs to straighten up and act right and recognize, the power I bring over there. I don't know. Could be asking. All I want to do is take, I don't say anything bad. I just want to know. If there are, you know, some Jews around, I'd just like to know. Doesn't mean I don't want them there. I just ask. Other than that, I don't know. I think they just don't like us in general at this point, which I'm totally fine with. It's been covered at length. John Sullivan stinks. I beg Gino every week to go to. That's why me and Steve have started our boys' nights, which will recommence in two Tuesdays, we decided. Our Tuesday back will be our another boys' night out. Yeah, I think John Sullivan's is gay. I think we've talked about it in the past. Sullivan's is a block away from the Garden. There's a veil that they're a real Irish bar, but in reality, all it is a bar branded as Irish, a block from Penn Station in the Garden. So I don't think it's a bar that really wants to cater to regulars, if you know what I mean. I think it's a bar who likes these transients who are going to pay full price for a beer and $9 for a shot. It's not really made for people like us who go there every week or every day if you're Gino. You know what I mean? So I think that's why. They're not a bar where you get two rounds and X is on you. My bar, I get one round, and the next round is basically on the bartender. If you've seen the pics on Twitter, my bar gives me a whole shaker of a shot. Thank you, ACDC. And yes, Super Jazz Red immediately, regular chats when I get to it. Yeah, so those are the games from last week. Let's take a look at the playoff picture here. Let's take a peek. All right. Well, the AFC, we know the Ravens have the AFC North locked up. The Dolphins are in a good position. The Dolphins have not locked up the AFC East as of yet. Dolphins at 10-4. The Bills are 8-6. If the Bills win out and the Dolphins drop a couple, the Bills would win the AFC East, if you can believe that, after their start. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Dolphins are strong, but in the cards. The Chiefs at 9-5, they're going to lock up that division. But boy, are the Chiefs not who we thought they were this year, are they? And then the Jags in the AFC South there. The Jags have to be careful. Jags at 8-6. The Colts at 8-6. And yeah, whatever. I don't care. It's a sports comedy show, folks. Go listen to Mike Francesa if you want to hear him drone on about every team. And then the wild card. Wild card in the AFC, still totally up for grabs. Is basically, you could say there's seven teams still in the mix. So we got in right now, we got the Browns at 9-5, the Bengals at 8-6, and the Colts at 8-6. Then we have the Texans on the outside looking in. We have the teams, the Texans at 8-6, the Bills at 8-6, the Steelers at 7-7, the Broncos at 7-7. The Raiders are there at 6-8. They're going to need a lot of help to get in. So, yes, as we've discussed in weeks past, one of the, and this is why you love the NFL and you hate college, because there's so much parity in the NFL. Listen, given this year with all the injuries, I understand the quarterback play. Basically, it's just as the cream has risen to the top, it's Lamar Jackson and almost standing alone, Lamar Jackson as the best quarterback in the league on his own level. I guess you could say Brock Purdy at this point. Although with all those weapons, I know their record. I watch his games. He plays clean. He limits mistakes. But it's just hard to give Brock Purdy too much credit. And I'm going to talk about the MVP race in a second. But it's just hard for me. From all I've seen, I know their record. I know how good that offense is. But boy, Lamar Jackson is just on another level than all these guys. Yes, so let's take a look at the NFC playoff picture. We got the Niners. That division is locked up. Niners one seed, still up in the, I'm sorry, Niners one seed at the moment. That could change. Niners 11-3. Cowboys at 10-4. Right now the two seed. I'm sorry. Yes. The Eagles at 10-4. Yes, the Eagles right now are in the wild card spot. Eagles and Cowboys both 10-4. Going into this weekend, the Eagles are in the wild card spot. The Cowboys are on top of that division. Both teams 10-4. A lot on the line these last 2 weeks for those boys. The Eagles having to play a road game after their start would be a big setback for them. You got the Lions at the top of the NFC North. They have that division essentially locked up at 10-4. The Bucks in a division very much in the air at 7-7 in the NFC South. You got the Bucks at NFC South. The Bucks at 7-7 in the NFC South. You got the Saints at 7-8. You got the Falcons at 6-8. So that division not locked up. And then for the wild card, yes, of course, we have the Eagles. So one of the wild card is spoken for. It's going to be the Eagles or the Cowboys. So there's basically two spots open for the NFC wild card. Right now we have the Rams at 8-7, and we have the Vikings, believe it or not, at 7-7. But then we have the Seahawks at 7-7. We have the Saints at 7-8. Yes, the Saints, who just lost to the Rams, who, by the way, Rams rounding into shape here, coming down the stretch. And yes, the Rams with that win Thursday night in the playoffs as we speak, if you can believe it. The Vikings at 7-7, as I said. What do we have in the South? Yeah, the North. Yeah, the NFC divisions pretty much set. We got the Niners, Lions. The East is going to be the Cowboys or Eagles. The South, I guess, is up in the air. It's going to be the Bucks or Saints. The Bucks with the win this week would go a long way. I don't know the tiebreakers. I think with the Bucks win this weekend, that might actually lock them up, but don't hold me to that. We don't fact check here. And that's where we're at in the playoff picture. MVP race, interesting one this year. We could have a rare non-quarterback win, and I think right now he's got to be the favorite, Christian McCaffrey. He says he doesn't care. He says Brock Purdy should be the MVP, but that's just because he's a nice white man, and he's saying the things he has to say. But obviously, as we've covered at length at this point, no standout quarterbacks this year. Lamar Jackson would be the other quarterback. Brock Purdy with his record, and solid quarterback, but I just can't see it. I think it's going to be Tyreek Hill with his injuries was up there for a while. I think with his injuries, that's going to set him back. Unless he has some huge games, which he could, coming down the stretch here. I think Tyreek Hill is going to miss out on the MVP consideration. You ask old Stanislaus Stradamus, I'm going to put my money, if you can, go to DraftKings, go to FanDuel, put your money in. I think it's going to have to be Christian McCaffrey winning the MVP this year, a rare non-quarterback in a year of shitty, shitty quarterback play. I think right now, and frankly, I don't even know if it's very close, that it's Christian McCaffrey. The only other person to consider is Brock Purdy. But the numbers McCaffrey puts up week after week, receiving and rushing, it's going to be hard, you know, and all the other quarterbacks have been injured, are not great numbers just all around. Yeah, I think right now the front runner for the MVP is Christian McCaffrey. You know, super chats are read immediately, and I get two unpaid chats when I get to them, but beautiful little Emmy said, Stancy with a heart, and I'm a fucking sucker. So thank you. Good to see you, little Emmy. Welcome to the live stream. Welcome, everyone. Christmas holiday weekend. If you missed the top, I enjoy the misery. I enjoy watching everyone stressed out. People on their last nerve and what's supposed to be a happy time of year, and everybody's on their last nerve. Parking spots and this gift, and oh no, I gotta return it, it's the wrong size, and oh god, I love it. People running lights in traffic, getting into accidents, dying. Yes! Ooh, getting a DUI during the holidays just ruins everything. I love it. Yay! I'm the last miserable man on the planet. Kevin Brennan is too happy with his super chats. I'm the last of the fucking Mohicans. And the last of the Mohicans of misery. Adam, call this episode Mohicans of Misery. Thanks, little Lemmy. Good to see you. Boy, oh boy. A real quick aside. The Dodgers getting Yamamoto. Wow. The Nippon Army in L.A. Shohei Ohtani. Yamamoto, who the Mets were in the market for, and again lost out. The Mets, with an absolutely disgusting starting rotation at the moment, we're already basically in January. The Mets have done nothing. They still haven't even locked up Pete Alonso. as the Mets lose out on another free agent, Yamamoto, and the Dodgers cementing that. Now listen, and I say this seriously, the Dodgers are the epicenter of the epicenter of the Asian sports world now, and I'm not even kidding. If you know sports, you know how huge Ohtani is overseas in Japan. You know L.A. is a hotbed for the Celestials, and now they get Yamamoto. Good for the Dodgers. Playing to their market is going to be full. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in the parking lot for those games, if you know what I mean, but they're going to get a lot of the Oriental and Celestial crowd. I believe that's the preferred nomenclature these days. So good for the Dodgers. Bad for the Mets. Same old Mets. Same old Jets. Speaking of the Jets, we're going to get to the picks. Actually, let me go through. I'm a man of my word. Let me go through the poor people chat, see if there's anything worth noting. Good afternoon, Sanchez Radames. That was before he super chatted. Hello, Balls Deep. Very good. Balls Deep. Just got finished getting the stocking stuffers. Only had to hip check two elderly people into the produce to clear a path. Yeah, and what is it, and this is not even totally Christmas related, although it comes very much into play. I haven't bought a single, by the way, as an aside, I haven't bought a single gift for anyone. I'm sorry, I got one hat and one shirt, and it was stuff I was already ordering for myself. I just got two for some people close to me, and I might get Kelly P something as a late gift. But that was it, two gifts for Stancil. That's it. My presence is a present. Kiss my ass, as Kanye said. That's right. I don't buy gifts. I put my money on like 90% of the population. I put my money where my mouth is. I'm not buying shit that's just going to end up in a landfill like everybody else. Kids are going to look at for 2 minutes. If I'm going to give anything, it's going to be an experience or something usable. Everybody talks all this about nature first, nature first. It's funny, all these people that are nature first, climate change, and then you see them go out and they buy thousands of dollars worth of merchandise that's going to be put into a landfill, have to be shipped on oil, on tankers powered by gas all over the globe to dump in the ocean, and you all make me sick. Rack me. Anyway, where I was going with this is how people don't understand how to check out. You watch people pay for things with their card, and I don't wonder, actually, because it backs up everything I think. It's amazing we even got this far as a civilization. The average person these days is so dumb. I think it's very much to do with screens and not having to interact as much as we once did in the real world. But unbelievable how much people can't function in the real world. Again, a microcosm. Watch somebody do a self-checkout. Watch somebody check out at a counter with a person. They like don't know what card works. They don't know their PIN. They don't know what way to put it. I mean, it's unbelievable, but it's totally a sign of where we are as Homo sapiens. Thank you for getting me going, Balls Deep. Da, da, da. Bring back the landfills. Yeah, at least own it. Da, da, da. American Dream 23. He has 23 in his name, and he says what up, and he has flags. I'll put it up. Night game tomorrow. What's the night game tomorrow, Chris Mack? Yeah, I think that's the only good one, right? You got the schedule right here. Obviously, we'll get to it in a minute. What's the night game tomorrow? Pats Broncos. What are you, sick? I mean, I guess. Night game tomorrow. Do you mean Monday? The Niners Ravens? I hope you meant Monday. Tomorrow night is Broncos Pats, which good on the NFL. They got it right this year. Although I don't know if they meant it, but because nobody's around Christmas Eve. Anybody with families is out. Christmas Eve is the big night, as we all know. Christmas Day is the day people fart into their couch and hit their wives and scream at their kids, and any semblance of Christmas spirit is already out the window as the children and the people have their gifts. They don't give a shit about people anymore because the only reason people buy gifts is to get gifts. As people won't admit it, but that's the truth. The grim reality of the human condition, unfortunately. Happy holidays. What else? Oh, Tommy Seven Names. Big Tommy Seven Names. What up, big dog? Should the Mets go after Snell now, bro? My name is Tommy. Should the Mets go after Snell now, bro? My name's Tommy. Well, my name's Henry. I'm Tommy. Only the real ones will remember that. That's from a secret show of days of yore. Tommy, we got to go after, as I just touched on, we got to, and thank you, Tommy. Very nice of you. You know you could have just texted me. I appreciate the support. The legend, Tommy Seven Names. Absolute legend. Tommy, let's get together one of these weeks. Let's get a bag and go to Casey's. Fuck it. Let's do it. Hit me up. Listen, the Mets, as I just said, the Mets got to go after anybody. Anybody at this point. The rotation is disgusting. We are on track for a repeat of the last billion years. No rotation, letting our hitters down. Sure. So, yeah, Snell, sure. Anybody, please. Mets. Anybody under the age of 30, 35 even. As you remember last year, I stanced Stradamus did, telling you we should have never signed Verlander or Scherzer before the season started. And Stanislav Stradamus, exactly what I said would happen. Thanks, Tommy. Enjoy the holidays. Let's get a bag. I want a stocking full of bags. Oh, by the way, on a side note, I just want to get this out. The Jets, with their eighth consecutive losing season, haven't made the playoffs since, I believe, 2009. The Jets, with their eighth consecutive losing season in the biggest football, the biggest media market in the country, totally disgusting, totally depressing. And you know what isn't depressing, folks? And thank you for the super chats. We'll do another round of the poor people chats after the picks. But you know what else isn't depressing? Listening to your old pal Jim Stansel make his weekly picks. Only 2 weeks left, counting this week, of a full slate of 16 picks. So enjoy this, me yelling for about 10 minutes or so, maybe more, about the picks. You hear the music. Let's go around the league. Here we fucking go. I'm doing it with the spreads. I'm doing it by myself, a real show, no clips. No stream sniping, no puppets, just a few super chats. This is a show. Shout out Mike Francesa, shout out Joe Beningo, shout out Craig Carton. That's the level of show. This is a real broadcast, not a super chat, snipe, stream, butt fuck show. You came to the right place for a real fucking show from a real fucking athlete. And here we fucking go. We got two games this evening. As I told you last week, it's wall-to-wall football here on out. We got Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday this week. We're going to have Saturday, Sunday games. I think Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday again next week. And then we got the playoffs that they spread out on Saturdays and Sundays. It's a beautiful, beautiful time of year. And I don't give a shit about the holidays. Hold on. Just listen to the music. Enjoy the music for a second. Here we go. As Dak Prescott would say, it's week 16 of the picks. Eagle! Bengals at the Steelers tomorrow. The 8-6 Bengals against the fading Steelers. The Bengals QB, who's that Browning there? Looking good. I like the way the Bengals have been playing. It's basically a pick'em because they're on the road and only minus 2.5. We know the AFC North games are low scoring. We know they're punching each other in the face. The Bengals have too much skill. The Steelers, as great as Tomlin is, has some real head cases over there. Give me the Bengals. I actually love the Bengals here. Doing their playoff push. Believing in themselves without so thorough Joey Hollywood, Joey whatever the fuck, Joe, so thorough Joe Burrow. Give me the Bengals, minus 2.5. Love that pick, actually. Take the under there, as always, with the AFC North games, folks. Take the under there. You should know that by now if you listen to the show. The Bills on the road against the Chargers in L.A. Boy, the Chargers... total free fall mode at this point. Chargers are getting 13.5. But they need that hook to make me pick them. The Bills, another team believing in themselves, coming down the stretch. Obviously think they're going to make the wild card on the outside looking in at the moment. But the Bills, they're looking at that division. Forget it. Give me the Bills minus a 13.5 against the lowly Chargers. Two teams, again, in contention here. The Colts at the Falcons, another game that's essentially a pick 'em, being that the Colts are minus 2.5 on the road. Yeah, listen, not a sexy game, but it will be a competitive game as both teams need this for their playoff hopes. Minshew is in. I believe Richardson is not playing again. I could be wrong. Frankly, I don't give a shit. Give me the Colts. I think the AFC is a superior product, so in these pick'em games like this, I'm going to take the AFC. Give me the Colts minus 2.5 on the road against the Falcons there. Seahawks at the Titans. With a lot of other people, I have no idea what I'm missing here. The Seahawks are only minus 2.5 against the Titans. Sure. Again, feel free to fill me in on the chat what I'm missing here. Is it because Drew Lock is playing? I don't get it. Give me the Seahawks minus 2.5. That's your easy lock of the week against the Titans, who have been. I will say this for the Titans: they've been consistent all year as being a lower middle. That's the one, maybe one of the few teams in the NFL that have been consistent all year as being who they thought they were as a fourth tier team in the NFL, and that'll continue this week. As the Seahawks, again, with playoff hopes at 7-7, are going to need this game. Minus 2.5. Give me the Seahawks there. By the way, I realize I didn't do my power rankings that everyone clamors for. We will get to that. We will get to that shortly. Don't worry, everyone. And, of course, any more super chats, I'll read them immediately. Regular chats, if you're poor, I'll read as I see fit. It is a holiday season. I encourage you to give a poor man money. Also, my Venmo is at the bottom. You want to cut out the middleman at DaveD23. I don't give a fuck. Send it to me directly. The 10-4 Colts at the 7-7 Vikings. Vikings getting 3.5 at home. I think the Lions got back on track last week. The Vikings, believe it or not, from all their trials and tribulations in the playoff picture, they got their weapons back. I think the Lions are back on track. Give me the Lions minus 3.5 on the road in Minnesota. Oh boy, the Commanders at the Jets. Before you puke, let me make my pick. I might throw up. I got my puke bucket here. I don't think I'll need it. I thought I might need it to pick this game, but I think I'm going to overcome it. Interesting matchup, if you want to call it that. The Commanders, who are probably the worst team in the league, which is interesting. You go to the other end for the playoff picture. You talk about the worst team in the league. I think the Jets held that crown for a couple weeks. I think the Giants held that crown for a couple weeks. I think the Patriots held that crown of the worst team for a couple weeks. I think the water has sunk to the bottom, and the Commanders have proven that they are the worst team in the NFL. Sorry, Ron Rivera, and good luck on your next job. Or is he the coach? Anyway, interesting, as I was going to say, the worst defense in the league, the Commanders, against the worst offense in the league, in the Jets. I think on that end, the Jets at least have, as shitty as Zach Wilson is, and boy, is he terrible and should never play another season. I'm fine with him playing out the string at this point, but he should never see the light of day on a field again. Fine, give him the rest of the year. But yes, worst offense against the worst defense, the Commanders and Jets. But I think the Jets have more weapons on offense. We do have weapons on offense. We just never had it was Rodgers' offense, and we have zero offensive line. By the way, the line last week, there was a video of the offensive line laughing themselves into the locker room at halftime, getting their dicks kicked in by the Dolphins. That's all you need to know about the Jets' offensive line. But I think the Jet offense gets the upper hand on the terrible Commanders defense. And as unfortunate it is to say, because of our shitty offense, we do still have a top 10 defense. I think the Jets win this one outright, and I think they win it handily. I think they overcome the -3.5. I could see this being a fun game for the Jets. Fun, I mean, you know, maybe they put up 30 points against this terrible, terrible defense as our defense. I can't see the Commanders doing much against our defense. The only thing that has held our defense back all year is our offense and them being on the field for the whole time these games and running out of gas, which I can't blame them. I don't see that happening this week against the Commanders. They really should win at home. Give me the Jets -3.5. Super chat. Rietta, Little Lemmy, $10. Didn't say anything. Now that is a fucking super chat. Thank you, Little Lemmy. A great steward of podcasting these days. Little Lemmy. I feel like Little Lemmy and Carlos Danger kind of... twin flames of being seeing everything and being on an even keel, being a fan of who they want to be a fan of. Thank you, Little Lemmy. Very nice of you. Happy Kwanzaa to you, of course. By the way, offer still stands. I'll be happy to send you a dick pic. We'll go pick for pick. And if you don't want a... you could always pay for my dick pic. Kelly Pismu's marketing, $150. You get a stencil dick pic. Send it to me or Kelly. The offer has been on the table. Haven't had any takers. But feel free, by the way. I'm a sex worker now. I don't care. All right. We got the Packers at the Panthers. I mean, could the Panthers are only getting 4.5 at home. Could the Panthers... get their third win in an upset against the Packers? I don't think so. As lowly and as middling as the Packers are, you just can't believe they're going to lose to the Panthers, and I think they're going to cover the 4.5. They borderline have to have any respect anymore. They're technically on the bubble if things break perfectly for them in the NFC playoff picture. Obviously, I don't think they're going anywhere. But that's that. We're not going to waste too much time there. An interesting game here that you wouldn't believe maybe 5 weeks ago. We got the 9-5 Browns at the 8-6 Texans. Stroud is out again, folks, in concussion protocol. Important to note. I love the way, as I said before, I think the Browns are a bit of a dangerous team. A lot of weapons there. Perhaps the best defense in the league there in Cleveland, and they're getting points on the road with Stroud out. I love the Browns in this game. The Browns, if you can believe it or not, with a win, will go to 10 wins and will be in the driver's seat, right? Let me just check my numbers here. We'll be in the... Oops, sorry. Bear with me, you pieces of shit. Right, they will be, yes, well, they're dueling it out with the, sorry, calm down, everyone calm down, well, listen, the Browns go to, listen, yeah, the Ravens are 11-3 in that division. I think with tiebreaker, let's see. If the Ravens lose both, they would be 11-5. If the Browns win both, they would be 11-5. I'm trying to see if it doesn't. It hasn't said the Ravens have clinched that division. So I guess technically, if the Ravens lose two and the Browns win two. The Browns may still have a shot at that division. I could be wrong. Frankly, I don't give a fuck. I don't care, but I love, as Tommy Lee Jones says in The Fugitive, when Harrison Ford tells him, I didn't kill my wife. And then Tommy Lee Jones says, I don't care. One of my favorite quotes. And that's my feelings on caring, really caring about what's going on. Give me the Browns plus 2.5 against the Texans with their star, beautiful, beautiful boy, rookie quarterback out. Give me the Browns plus 2.5 on the road. Here's another one that has heavy playoff implications. The 8-6 Jags going to Tampa Bay against the 7-7 Bucks. It's a pick 'em, a true pick 'em. Bucks are getting just a hook, 0.5 at home against the Jags. And here you go, folks. This is where your old pal Stamps and Stradamus will put you on the right track. This is what you need to know. Pay attention. Remember last year. Know your history. Everybody now lives too much in the immediate. You gotta look to history. Trevor Lawrence, in his rookie year, did unbelievable things last year coming down the stretch. Turned it on in the clutch. Baker Mayfield, renowned for not coming through in crunch time. The fact that it's a pick'em should make this very easy for you. This is the Jags all the way in Tampa Bay. Jags all the way. I think the Jags are a superior team to Tampa Bay, and I think you'll see that Sunday. Be thankful to Vegas that it's only minus a half a point for the Jags. This is an easy Jacksonville pick as Trevor Lawrence puts it together coming down the stretch, wins these big games. Baker Mayfield will be who he thought he was, and he's going to falter here. And again, an AFC against an NFC, you're going to favor the AFC because of the strength of the all-around teams. Give me the Jags. Easy pick, really, in the end. The Jags, minus a half a point, going to Tampa Bay. A bit of a toilet bowl here, although Kelly thinks the Bears have a shot. We got the Cardinals, plus 4.5, going to Chicago, who are minus 4.5. Let's go to our Chicago correspondent. And my mommy, Kelly P., the beholder of the beautiful ass herself. Let's see if she picks up. Is she working?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's the Cardinals at the Bears. The Bears are minus 4.5 at home.
Yep, I'll take the Bears minus 4.5.
Anything to add to that? You told me that they have a shot at the playoffs. Are you foolish?
They do. I think they do. If they win this game and the next game, and the game after that, they said that someone
retarded. There is no game after that. There's only two games left. So all right. Well, the best they can do is 7-9. They need a ton of help. I don't even know if it's possible. I guess it technically is, but it's never going to happen. But you're taking the Bears at home minus 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any holiday wishes for the?
I thought the holidays. I just got bad. I can't take these fucking retards out here. I hate the fucking holiday. I hate these people. I hate this fucking dumb holiday. I just want to be done. These people don't know how to act. They don't know how to behave. I just got back. I can't take it.
Now, were you watching the show? Were you watching the show? Because I ranted.
No,
I ranted. Oh, that's why you're my mommy. Because I ranted off the top for about 15 minutes on pretty much exactly that. And beautiful watching the true face of society when push comes to shove and people are just greedy pieces of shit, right?
Pieces of shit, like arguing over shit in the store, parking spaces. It's not fucking matter. None of it matters.
None of it matters. It's all capitalism, and I love capitalism. But the fact that people try to pretend that it's something other than gimme, 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 give, me. It's funny, they'll do all this shit for their immediate family and never care, think twice about caring about a stranger in public, even though that's kind of the whole point of the season.
No, God forbid.
Right.
I'm a stranger.
All right. Anything else you want to tell? We have millions watching right now.
Oh, hi, millions of watching.
Yeah, I promoted the $150 for my dick pic. Would you like to do a marketing
campaign? Yeah, so $150, you get a dick pic, very unsolicited and uncompromising photos, perhaps videos. I will also rate your dick if you are a male. If you're a female, I'll be happy to rate your vagina. And I'm very honest. So $150, send me money, or send Sarah money.
Beautiful. What would you rate my penis?
Well, I mean, does it go over 10?
Wow. All right. That's about as good as it's going to get.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Go do something. Go touch yourself. Goodbye. There you have it. Kelly's taking her Bears. It's a holiday season. The Bears think they have a chance. The Cardinals have stunk all year. They're on the road. It's going to be cold. Give me the Bears -4.5. Did I see a super chat? Nope. All just poor people. If you want it red, it's got to be a super chat. Otherwise, we'll get to the poor people chat in a minute. We got a beautiful game here, folks. Now we're kicking it up. The Sunday after the, basically, folks, like I said before, the NFL got it right. Sunday, this Christmas Eve through Christmas Day. So Christmas Eve, Sunday at 4 o'clock through 8 o'clock Christmas Day. You basically have, you got some beautiful games coming up. They did the right thing and put the shittiest game Christmas Eve night, which is that Broncos-Patriots. The Cowboys and the Dolphins, baby, both 10-4 down there in Miami. The Dolphins -1.5 at home. Very interesting on all fronts here. Very interesting. Can the Cowboys get back on track? Can the Dolphins look like the Dolphins again? Can the Cowboys defense, the great Cowboys defense, handle the high-powered, high-speed Dolphins offense? Can Tua fix his fumbling issues, his turnover issues, his questionable passing at times? You're going to want to watch this one. Both teams needing this game. Dolphins with a win will all but lock up that AFC East. With a loss, the door is still open for the Bills. The Cowboys, same thing over there. It is right now, the Cowboys are on top of the NFC East. Both teams at 10-4 there in the NFC East all of a sudden. Beautiful game here. This is, obviously the first tier game. First tier pick people are going to give you for the Super Bowl is Ravens-Niners, which we get a preview for Monday night. Right there behind it, if you're going to go with two other teams, it might be these guys right here. The Cowboys and the Dolphins down in Miami. Tough one to pick. Tough one to pick. I will say, I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys with Dak, a little more experience there at quarterback. Both strong teams. I think the Cowboys' defense is stronger. I think the Dolphins have some more home run hitters on that offense with Hill and Waddle and a Shane or a Kane, however that they say it different every fucking week. Just get a normal name. But I like the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are more solid all the way through. I hate to say it, but here we go! Give me the Cowboys +1.5 down in Miami. Beautiful game. A Christmas miracle for you folks. And the disgusting game, Sunday night, we got the Pats going to Denver. Denver, like I said, still has hopes of the playoffs. They're only -6.5, not a full touchdown. Not spent a lot of time here. Give me the Broncos -6.5. The only thing interesting here is where Belichick is going to be next year. I think Kraft and old Billy B part ways at the end of this year. And I don't think in a negative way. I think they're going to let Bill... as an elderly animal, they're going to let him out to pasture. As I've said all year, I see him over there in San Diego with a young, beautiful boy, Justin Herbert, quarterback. I think you put old Bill Belichick with that offense, and you got something cooking right off the bat there in L.A., I guess, not San Diego for the Chargers. Who cares? That said... like I said, Broncos have something to play for. They're at home. less than a touchdown. Give me the Broncos minus 6.5 tomorrow night. And we got three fun games on Christmas Day. Again, Christmas Eve is the real holiday. By 1 o'clock Christmas Day, your wife should be frazzled and beaten. She's been a bitch all month, really, just at the end of her rope, stressing you out, stressing the kids out. The kids will be playing with their toys that'll be in a landfill in a week. They'll be busy. You already spent time with your family Christmas Eve, so ignore all calls, all texts. You're going to blow off that lunch at your great aunt's house at 2 o'clock on Christmas Day that nobody wants to go to. Everybody's full from Christmas Eve. Everybody's sick and tired of the holidays of Christmas because they don't actually celebrate. It's a consumer holiday for 90% of the population, though they do it under a veil of caring. So my point is, you're going to be free Christmas Day for these games. We got the Raiders with still holding hopes of playoffs, even though it's not going to happen. Going to Kansas City. Kansas City minus 9.5. A divisional game, but listen, the Chiefs have to win this game, similar to the Eagles, which would be the next game. Have to win this game. Have to win it handily. Give me the Chiefs minus 9.5. They absolutely win by more than 10. If they don't, another step back for the Kansas City Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs minus 9.5. Not going to waste too much time there. We're going into second to last week. The Chiefs still don't have a number one wide receiver. You hope it's Rice. It has to be Rice. Pacheco is back for the Chiefs this week. So they have their hard runner back. I believe this is an easy win for a change for the Chiefs. And it has to be. Taylor Swift totally cursing that organization. And how Kadarius Toney is still in this lineup is beyond me. More drops last week. Andy Reid, I have to give credit to Kevin Brennan. It says all along he's a shitty coach who has been with great teams. They got to turn it around here. But give me the Chiefs at home, minus 9.5. Similar, very, very similar. I think the Eagles and the Chiefs are kind of mirrors of each other in each league. The Eagles, Giants at the Eagles, Eagles minus 10.5. The bloom is off the rose for the Giants with Tommy DeVito and the disgusting, stereotypical, frankly racist Italian stereotypes they've been promoting there in New York. Eagles minus 10.5, same as the Chiefs, same story. They need a win. They need a 40-10, a 35-7 win, as bad as anybody else, as bad as the Chiefs do, the Eagles do, to really right this thing. Be careful here, though. The Giants, divisional game, the Giants would love nothing more. Obviously, goes without saying, the rivalry between New York and Philly, Giants and Eagles. Goes without saying, the Giants would love to play spoiler here. You know they're going to be geared up for this game. Listen, I think if the Giants can weather the initial storm, if this is a close game after the first quarter, watch out. I think the Eagles have to get out fast here. I think the Eagles, have to get out ahead and have to get out ahead fast. I think if this is a close game in the second quarter, it's going to be a dogfight throughout. I'm tempted to pick the Giants plus the 10.5 here. This is a dangerous game for the Eagles. Do I do it? Fuck it, it's the holidays. Give me the Giants plus 10.5. These Italian, the Giants trying to play spoiler. This is going to be a closer game than the Eagles want it to be. The Giants just need some freak early score. The Eagles need to get up, like I said. They got to get up fast here. This is going to be a tight game throughout. Give me the Giants plus 10.5. Fuck it. And here you go, folks. Game of the year. I've been talking about this game for weeks. If you watch the show, you know I told you to circle this one. The number one seed in both divisions, in both conferences, very much on the line here. The Ravens going to San Francisco. Niners favored by 5.5. the Ravens have been talking all week about how they feel wronged by this. I think they made Franklin. Excuse me, my Celsius. I think the Ravens, frankly, have made too much out of the spread. They need to calm down. But that said, if you've listened to the show, I think you should know who I'm picking here. Hold on, we got a super chat. I'm a man of my word. Rusty Dan, $5 for Christmas weekend. Tush push, baby. He's an Eagles guy. Sorry, Rusty Dan. I think Philly might be in trouble there. I don't think Hurts is as good as people thought he was this year. He still may be. Too many mistakes, too many turnovers, too many very odd interceptions he throws. Still a young quarterback. I'm not saying he sucks. I'm not saying they're done for the year. But yes, and I think, as you just heard, I think they might have a hard time this weekend. Back to the game at hand. Yeah, again, if you listen, you should know where I'm going. If you watch Sports Mask all year, I think the Ravens have proven, along with the Niners, but I think the Ravens more so have proven to be the class of the NFL week in and week out. I think Lamar Jackson, it's not quite close, frankly. I think Lamar Jackson is by far the best quarterback in the league this year, not particularly close. He should be in the MVP conversation as well. They're getting 5.5. I think the AFC in general is stronger than the NFC all around. I think the Ravens have played harder games against better teams. I'm taking the Ravens for Monday night plus the 5.5. I love getting the 5.5. I'm thinking both teams will be under 30 points. I'm thinking a 25-17, maybe a 24-20, something like that in the Ravens' favor. The Ravens are a nasty team. They play those nasty AFC North games in that division, whereas the Niners play these West Coast cuck teams, LA cuck teams. Yeah, I think it'll be a fun game, obviously. It will be fun to see how these teams that we know are the cream of the crop of both of these leagues, it'll be fun to see how they match up finally against a team of similar caliber on Monday night. This is the only Christmas gift I'm looking forward to. Give me the Ravens plus the 5.5. Those are your picks for week 16 or week 17. What week is this? Don't we play 18 weeks now? Am I crazy? Oh no, week 16. Whatever, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck? Those are the picks, folks. The music is done. That's how you know the picks are done. One man doing a real show by himself. No fucking clips. No sniping. No reading other people's comments for an hour straight. A real show. You could put this show on any sports talk radio. It'll hold up against anything. Those are your picks for week 16. I didn't do the legendary power rankings. We'll do those last to flip this show on its head this week. But here you go. Plays right into that last game. Here are the Jim Stansel power rankings going into week 16. And boy, have they changed. You go back to take a look. Go give a listen to week 1 or 2 or 2 or 3, probably more like it. So much has changed from the beginning of the year. With these rankings. Here you go. You know I do top 8 because that's the top 25% in the league. All these other hacks do top 5 or top 10 because they're sheep. I do top 8 because there's 32 teams. So 8 teams is the top quarter of the league. And that's math. And that's what you get here at Sports Mass Collective on Ski Mass Media. Number 1, money where my mouth is, the Ravens. Number 2, the Niners. Number 3, the Cowboys. Number 4, people may disagree. I got to put the Chiefs with that quarterback. It's still Pat Mahomes under the hood there. They got to put it together, but it's still Pat Mahomes. I got to put the Chiefs. Then the Eagles at 5, like it or not. Sorry. Then the Dolphins, which again, that'll come into play. Cowboys, Dolphins, love to see it this weekend. Then you got the Bills. I think the Bills are rounding into shape right on time. I think they're a very dangerous team and an interesting game for them this weekend. And then, as I said, again, money where my mouth is, the Browns, I'm putting it 8. Yes, the Lions are not in the top 8 for the first time in a few weeks. I think the Browns, with that nasty defense and weapons on offense, I think they deserve to be in the top, Stansel's top 8. And Jesus H. Christ, Jim Stansel did it again! Let's take a look at the poor chat before we start wrapping it up here. What do we miss? Poor chat. Oh, I love this. Clintorius. Oh, I get it, like clitoris. I just put in a bet I can't afford on Chiefs minus 6.5. You're fine. Put more on it. Steal some money from someone. Get a credit card like Chad and put more money on that game. The Chiefs have to win that. They're going to cover. Don't worry, Clintorius. Rusty Dan, fresh off his tush push. Eagles going to the Super Bowl. They're going to have to show me something the last 2 weeks. You want me to believe that, Dan? Sorry. Especially with the other talent around the league. Little Emmy, balls deep, elbow cough, Stansel. What was it? I don't know. It was a lot of coughing, but thank you. Give me something to cough on. No offense. Talking about Clintorius, talking about me and Kelly, you two are Scrooge mates. Yeah, I'm going to Scrooge something in her fat ass. Sorry. Balls deep. Fuck the holidays. Be charitable and good-willed whenever you can, however you can, to one's abilities and means. Wow. Now, that's very nice, balls deep. And here's the thing. I like to be miserable on here. See, I'm the opposite of people in the world because I like being a piece of shit and miserable on air. But when I actually run into a stranger going through a hard time, I hold doors. I let people in traffic. That's the difference between me and you. In the real world, I'm the answer, not the problem. So balls deep. I think what balls deep is saying is be more like me. All right, and that is it, folks. Thank you all that watched live. Thank you all who are watching later. Tomorrow, 12:30, Ski Mask Collective, live Christmas Eve. Come join us. Tell Ski Mask why you hate him. Tell Ski Mask why you love him. We'll talk about Compound. We'll talk about MLC. We'll talk about Christmas. I'm sure you'll hear some very similar views as you've heard today on Christmas. We'll talk about how Ski's doing with his sobriety 2 weeks out of the hospital. In all seriousness, enjoy the football, of course. Enjoy your time off. If you have time off, I'll be working every day but Christmas myself. I may do a Christmas Day stream. I may actually do it, and here's an exclusive, I may do it from my kayak. If that temp is above 45 degrees on Monday here in Long Island Sound, I will be on the water. Maybe I'll do it live from the water. It's the last real man on the planet who actually still goes out into the unknown. But yeah, in all seriousness, enjoy your nonsense. At DaveD23, if you're watching this later, I don't give a shit. Feel free to send me money. Send money to whoever that guy is, and he'll send it to me. Send money to at DaveD23. A little Lemmy at the buzzer. Yay! Yeah, I love the kayak streams. We get to see the arms. Whoop. Well, hold on. Here. My present to you. Here you go, folks. Little Lemmy, all the other ladies. There you go. You happy? There you go. Merry Christmas. Sorry, Kelly. I'm giving out a freebie. Put that in your cunt and smoke it, as they say. All right, that's the show. Send a super chat, send a Venmo at DaveD20. Oh my god, the traps! My god, all right. Enjoy the football. What else? Oh, I'm going to get a strong lift in on Christmas Eve. Let me tell you that. And, yeah, that's it. It's find me another podcaster that looks like this, by the way, in this universe for sure. They're all full of shit. It's all talk, talk, talk. Hey, Joey C. Keep talking, you fucking convict failure. Yeah! Somebody stop me! Goodbye.